This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
One of the absolute truth, or one of the most certain thing, or the only certainty that we can say for sure this thing is going to happen, is actually we're going to die and we're going to go and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Quran actually covered death and dying in many angles, from many angles. But one of the powerful verses is when he talked about the moment of death, meaning we are not dead yet, but it is there. And Allah said this in Surah Qaf, وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدٍ. The moment of death came in, and Allah didn't say moment. He said, وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Sakra is literally from sakara. It's intoxication. So Allah described the moment of death, or the dying moment, is like someone who is intoxicated, meaning he does not or she does not know what is going on around them externally, but internally they are completely different. And Allah used waja'at, came, sakra, the moment of intoxication, bilhaq. And bilhaq is a truth. So what is this truth? Many commentary on it. Basically, death is here. That moment brought the truth. ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدِ. That's what you were, running away, thinking it's not going to happen, thinking somebody else. We see this every single day, but we don't think we will die. But this moment of dying, and some of us may have witnessed this, and you see the person dying, they change. They look at something, you don't know what they are looking. Are they hearing us? Allah knows, but they are still alive. But the last breaths is coming out. وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ. Death is true. ذَلِكَ مَا كُنْتَ مِنْهُ تَحِيدِ. This is what you were running away from. And Allah is very close to us, because before that Allah says, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. We are closer to that human being than the jugular vein. We know everything he does and everything he doesn't, and what he feels and what he doesn't. And Allah knows that, but still we have the angels who are writing everything. إِذْ يَتَلَقَّ الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَعَنِ الشِّمَالِ قَعِيدٍ. This is in life, before I die. The angels are writing every single thing. Why, Ya Allah, you know everything. So on the Day of Judgment, I will have no way to deny what I have done or said, because Allah will show it to me. SubhanAllah. The good news is, and there's a hadith of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, that the two angels, one write the good deeds, which is the right side, and left angel write the sins. But then when the left angel, and in the hadith, the meaning of it is that the left angel will wait. He will not send it or write it right away. He is going to wait for about 6 hours. Hopefully that person who committed that sin will repent. Because once we repent, this sin is removed completely. One of the moments that is very powerful in the life of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, actually when he was dying, and Sayyida Aisha described it. She said that Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, when the intoxicating moment of death came to him, in his hand there was a wood container and it has water. And he put his hand alayhi salatu wasalam, and he was washing his face. And he said, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, there is no God but worthy of worship but him. Inna al-mawti sakarat, the death or dying moment has, sakarat is actually agony, pain. And then the angel came to him and they gave him the choice. Do you want to stay here or do you want to be with the Rafiq al-A'la, the high companion? And he said, Bal al-Rafiq al-A'la, and he passed. So for you and me, what do I think? What do I need to comprehend? If he, alayhi salatu wasalam, the real servant of Allah, the one who the key, the first one who's going to open Jannah, the one whose all his sins were forgiven, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِ, all the sins were forgiven, and he felt it, that, what about you and me? Now we will feel it, but, in another hadith, the meaning of that, when the soul leaves the body, if the soul is leaving the body of the believer, the righteous person, it will leave very quickly and very softly, and the opposite. Allah described also this moment in another verse in the Quran, in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ. When it will reach, it is the soul. Al-Hulqum is actually the throat. وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَئِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ. And you are looking at that dying person. But we don't know what's going on. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ. And we are much closer to him than what you are seeing. These moments should serve to you and me as reminders. Why did Allah put it in the Quran? Because you want to remind me that one day I'm going to be living that moment. And the question always have to come to all of us is, are we ready? If this happened this moment, if this happened today, if this happened tomorrow, are we ready to go and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It's true. It is for sure happening. I just need to be ready for it. And Allah described it to me in the Quran, all over the Quran. What does it mean to be ready? الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Those who believe and do a good deed, we have nothing to worry about. As long as we have changed everything in our life, in our daily life, to make it an act of worship and pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the believer, on the contrary, as Sayyidina Bilal, when he was dying, and he was happy, and he said, finally, أَغَدًا نَلْقَ الْأَحِبَّ مُحَمَّدٍ وَصَحْبِهِ. Finally, tomorrow, I'm going to go and meet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam and his companion, because he spent all his life in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he knows where he will be. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us learn this, make us ready for that moment. May Allah make that moment easy for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his mercy on us and everybody who died. Ya Rabbi, Ameen.